case is going to be presented by Leticia Mouran, photodynamic therapy for astrocytic amartoma in tuberosis sclerosis from Rio.
Hi, Dr. Bounier, calls. But it's a big pleasure to me to be here. It's an honor to be part of the biopsy. And I want to thank Dr. Bounier, but I will talk a little bit later. So I will present a case for about photodynamic therapy for astrocytic amartoma in a case of tuberosis sclerosis. A 13-year-old boy was referred to our practice to a second opinion due to a retinal detachment in the right eye. In the first examination, there is your visual acuity was 20/20, no visual complaints. He has a history of ocular trauma 8 days before, and the intraocular pressure was normal, and all the exam was normal. In the past medical history, he has established diagnosis of tuberosis sclerosis due to cerebral lesions, the characteristic ones, the subependymal nodule, and a lot of subcortical tubers, small ones, but he has a lot. And he had also hypomelanotic maculas in the legs and some sebaceous adenoma on his face, particularly in his nose. This is the fundus aspect in the first examination, so we can see exactly the fovea was spared, and we have some fluid here. Here's the tumor, a white yellowish mass, well delimited, with a huge exudative detachment that goes inferior to the equator, and emerging the macular area, but the fovea is spared, so he has 20/20. I bring the angiography fluorescein only to show the intrinsic vascularization of the tumor. And in the ultrasonography, we saw a lesion with a high intrinsic reflective. And the lesion makes a posterior shadow due to the calcificated nature of the lesion. The measure was 35 in high, and the largest base was 2.8. However, 15 days later, he comes again to our practice, complaining of decrease of his visual acuity. So now we see that the exudate lipids become to the fovea area, and his visual acuity was 20/60. So we decided to treat this patient. In this, the OCT image, it is on the first visit, 15 days later. So we can see the fluid in the fovea area and some deposits here. The indocyanin show us perfectly the edges of the detachment. You can look here how big was the retinal detachment. So we performed PDT in August 2007 doing in the AMD protocol. We used two large spots and we tried to spare the optic disc. So in the first 15 days after the treatment, his visual acuity falls to 20/100. He presents anterior uveitis, but promptly responds to topical steroids. 1-2 weeks after the topical steroids resolve the anterior uveitis, and the retinal detachment increases a lot. We have a huge exudation immediately after the treatment. what we expect. 1 month after, the vision becomes to increase a little bit, so he comes to 20/80, no anterior uveitis, and the tumor dimensions decrease a lot, so it becomes to 3.5 to 1.8 in height. The base is almost the same. So this is the picture of 1 month after the treatment. So we have a lot of lipid exudations all in the macular area. The tumor dimensions are decreasing a lot. And we continue to follow this patient. 3 months after, the visual acuity maintained on 2100. 6 months after, the visual acuity increased to 2060. And we can see that almost all the lipid exudates are absorbed, but in the macular area still persists, although the visual acuity become a little bit better because I think it's more thin now. And 1 year after treatment, it's the best result that we have. We have the absorption, so it remains epithelial pigmentary atrophy in the macular area. But if you pay attention, we can see that the lesion begins to grow again. But we have now only a little bit of exudation here, of subretinal fluid here. And the lesion now, it's a little bit bigger. The vision is 20/30, so we decided to maintain this patient like that, only to follow him. When he was in the 1 year and a half after the first treatment, what happened? His visual acuity decreased to 20/50. We have atrophy here, but the lesion begins to grow again, and we have the serous detachment almost touching the macular area. So we decide to not wait a little bit more, and we decide to treat this patient again 1 year and a half after the first treatment. So we performed PDT again, but at this time, 15 days after the PDT, we did intravitreal triacinolone. The goal of this treatment is to not have a lot of exudation like the first time. And this is the follow-up 2 years after the first PDT and 6 months after the second one. His visual acuity was 20/40. And this is now, January of this year, he has 20/50, and we have the lesion. It's stable, no fluid, and atrophy epithelial pigmentary. And this is a resume with the visual acuity before PDT. Immediately before, not in the first visit, but 15 days later, 26, 28, 2000, 26, and the best was 2030. When it becomes 2050 again, we treat again, and now he is 2050, and I don't know what will happen and when I will go to treat this patient again. And this is only to remember the first picture immediately after, before the treatment, and only to have of all the evaluation, 1 month, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24, and now. Here is the point that we retreat the patient, and now how it is. I bring this case because we know that the involvement of tuberosis sclerosis, the ocular involvement occurs in about 50% of the case, and half of them are bilateral. And the other ocular findings that we can see is the patches of iris pigmentations, atypical inferior iris colobomas, and amartoma of the iris and ciliary body epithelium. I never saw these other features in the ocular manifestations, but it can happen. And I bring this case up because of the treatment of this case. I have a boy that is 13 years old. So it's a very rare case, a huge tumor. So I didn't do argon lase because I think it's too big to do with that treatment. I have no report in the literature about TTT, transpupillary thermotherapy in amartomas, and I thought it's too big and very near to the optic disc edge. And a lot of discussion we did about the anti-VEGF drugs, because we know that this is a tumor with an intravascular compound. And we thought that it can be a good choice. But the boy is only 13 years old, so we don't know the follow-up of these drugs in children. So we decided to not try to do that. And the best option was the PDT. I sent this case to consultation to Dr. Manel. It was a man from Germany that do the review, the biggest review in hematoma, in tuberosis sclerosis. He sent me the report and the answer, and he also thought that the PDT was the best option, is what we are trying to do. So I bring this case to share with you and to listen about our experience. So it's my daughter, so to show how we love Dr. Bournier. Thank you a lot, everything that you did for us. You are very special to us. It's a big honor to be here, to be part of this family. I want to thank all your family, Nora, everyone. Thank you a lot.
Thank you, Leticia.
Well, any comment or questions or any suggestions for treatment, Abelardo?
I know the clinical appearance is very classic or typical. For make a diagnosis, is necessary to take a biopsy of the angiofibromas of the skin, or is not necessary?
He has the major criteria for the established diagnosis. He has clinical major criteria, the adenomas. He has the subpendymal nodule is one major criteria. He has subcortical tubers, and this is why the diagnosis is already established. We don't need the biopsy.
Okay, any other comment?
Any suggestions? I still fall in this patient.
Thank you very much.